So who wants to spend some quality time this summer on top of a glacier in Greenland? Reporter Ari Daniel, that's who. He's on assignment in Greenland this week for The World and our partners at the PBS program Nova. Hello, Ari Daniel again.
Hello, Marco Werman.
So I know you're on a glacier somewhere in Greenland, Ari. That's a big country and island, though. Where exactly are you in Greenland?
I'm in the southeast on the rocky margin next to the second largest glacier in the country called Helheim Glacier. The scale of it is a little hard to comprehend. I actually just, like, 15 minutes ago, stepped out off of a helicopter ride. So we got to fly down next to the glacier itself and see just how incredible it is. It's this 4-mile-wide canyon that is filled with snow and ice. And it just goes off as far as the eye can see. And then right in front of me is this 30-story high snow cliff. And that marks the boundary between the end of the glacier and the beginning of where it starts to calve into the sea.
So, Ari, we know Greenland is melting pretty darn fast. What is it about this particular glacier, the Helheim Glacier, that the researchers you're with are interested in?
So, as I look across the glacier now, there's something they call the bathtub ring. That was the glacier height back in the early 2000s, meaning that there was a kind of massive melting event within the last 10 years. And so that's why the scientists are here, to figure out what's happening. And of course, if there is this massive loss of ice at the glacier, that ice is going to empty out into the sea.
So Ari, make this real for me. I just came back from 2 weeks on Cape Cod where the ocean water was the warmest I've ever felt it. Connect that to what you've been seeing in Greenland.
We see that certain parts of the ocean, the temperature is rising. In particular, we're seeing warmer water in the north that's kind of entering the fjords and starts kind of touching and tickling the glaciers. That could lead to more melting. And we could see sea level rise as a result of glaciers like this one melting more rapidly.
Yeah, what you're saying is kind of disturbing, Ari. Warmer seas cause more melting, which causes more warming. It's kind of a feedback loop, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mean to make it sound so scary.
So, Ari, we're going to hear a lot more about the details of what's going on there when you get back. But just tell me, what's life like there for you and the scientists? Is it just like one long day of getting in and out of helicopters and sensing the melt?
I will say it's one long day because there is really no darkness at this time of year. Last night we went on a night hike, and a night hike is a bit of a misnomer. And so we hiked up over the pass, and the Greenland ice sheet was just a couple miles away. So I was looking at that ice sheet, and it's just spectacular.
Mm. The World's Ari Daniel on the Helheim Glacier in southern Greenland. Ari's reporting from Greenland is supported by the Pulitzer Center for Crisis Reporting and our partners at NOVA here at WGBH in Boston.